All right, I'd like to call the Schofield Town Hearing Agenda for Proposed Transfer of Fiscal Year 2026 Funds to Order, June 9th, 2025. The time is 6:15. Call to order, Melissa Holloway, she's ill. Brad Peacock,
here.
Jim Lavanger, here, and who are you? Oh, yeah, Ralph Brinkerhoff.
I was Ralph Peacock on one of these ones.
You were, weren't you? Ralph Brinkerhoff. Liberty Smith is not gonna make it, and Lorraine Bailey.
Here.
Okay. All right, so what we are here to talk about is transferring $40,000 out of the utility fund into the general fund for projects within Schofield Town for the fiscal year 2026.
Just as a little background, it helps keep our taxes down a little lower because we don't have to put in for other things, so it kind of ends up being kind of also a dividend into the enterprise fund, different things like that. But it helps with accounting, accounts payable, payroll, budgeting, funding and reporting costs, human resources, the office, phone, internet, long distance, fire department, legal services, insurances, buildings and maintenance, including our propane in this building, the school, collection costs for utility accounts. People here don't get charged for their street lights. The street lights come out of the general fund. Helps with, like the mayor mentioned, town improvements in the park and the town hall. We'll be talking about some improvements that are planned this year for those things. That's kind of the idea of it, so that because communities have a hard time getting money into their general funds since it doesn't actually produce money like the enterprise utility fund does. So that's how you do it, because you have to have money in the general fund because certain things have to come out of there per the state, such as the town hall, the school, the park. But we don't earn money to do it, so we've got to somehow create it.
And this is a long-standing tradition that this, I mean, how many years is the town?
You know, they used to do some funding that was different. It was for office help, and they would decide how much they needed to do and move it for the office because there's not even enough to pay the people in the office. And then I think that what they did is they just, as they went, they would bring it to the council and decide things and move it as needed into the account.
Yeah.
It's just a lot cleaner this way. Besides that, honestly, before I came on board, you didn't have to do all of this. This is kind of a new thing that I think they've created to help communities to do those funds transfers. So I checked with the county on the finance office down there on how to do this to make sure that within state parameters on this.
There is state code on it, and
that's why you get a mailing that says that we'll have this, and you'll get another mailing that says yes, it was okayed.
Yeah, we just follow state law.
Is this open for public comment?
You bet.
What are you going to do when if Skyline Mine closes?
Well.
That was Harvey Helston.
That would be a hard decision at that point. Your only option is to make up the shortfall with water and sewer rates. That's all you can do.
So I just had a question. How is the account funded that this transfer is coming out of?
It's utilities.
Oh.
Utility fund. Water sewer.
And our utility fund, as we read the financials in the regular council meeting, that's actually where money is sitting.
Does the mine help fund the town?
We have a sewer contract where we haul wastewater from the mine to our sewer systems, and we generate revenue from that. Mm-hmm. And that goes into the utility fund.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Okay, thank you.
But there's not many people in town that work in the mine, that live here, right?
But after the Deems moved away, we don't have anybody that works at the mine.
No, we don't. So most of those folks are coming from Price and Fairview?
At Salt Lake and all over. I was just...
Sanford County.
Yeah, I was at the gas station the other day visiting with Jerry, the owner, and a guy came up and he was from like West Valley or Magna and works at the mine and wanted to park a trailer there at his campground.
UTA brings a bus up here from Spanish Fork.
Oh, wow.
A number of times a day.
There's 430 miners up there, so there's a...
Per shift or total?
Total, I believe.
Total.
I think Mike said that's increased to 450, and that's why our sewer haul is so big.
Yeah. Our sewer haul has really increased, which has helped boost the utility fund, and it will allow us to maybe do a few improvements here and there. But yeah, as far as looking forward, if that stops, Harvey, then your only option at that point is raise water and sewer rates high enough that it maintains the fund.
To the point that some of us can't afford them.
To live here. All right.
Well,
are there only retired folks living in Schofield?
Year round, just about.
I think I'm the second youngest guy in town. So.
Yeah, Brad's about the only worker, I think.
Is there any way to cut back the expenditure out of the general fund so we don't have to transfer so much?
That was Ann Carter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, there are certain expenditures, I guess we can do without. That's certainly true.
But as a whole, we don't have a lot we're paying for besides a lot of necessities.
Yeah, we don't
rebuilding
really,
of
yeah, right.
Needed infrastructure. Some of the things we spent money on this last year were like signs for the building,
yeah,
painting the fence at the park, but to me, those are kind of important.
We don't spend a lot of money, Ann. Not really. Just we spend mainly on maintaining trucks and equipment and stuff for the sewer hall.
Probably because you've got old vehicles.
You wouldn't want to cut the snow plowing out.
Yeah, I mean, there's just, I don't know what you could cut.
Let me look at this and just kind of give you a little overview based on what I understand, you know, since I look at the numbers, Ann. The street lights is pretty much a given. It's about $410 a month. That's just the way it's going to be. Plowing just kind of, that varies on what you need to do. The planned projects, I mean, if you didn't want to, that will be talked about in the budget, but there's some things coming up that are quite costly. But I think they're going to be great improvements for the town, like an ADA ramp out in front of this building, you know, things like that are costly because it's concrete and concrete's expensive. But it would be really nice for the town. So that's just something the council is going to have to think about.
Things like...
insurance can't do anything about.
Paying somebody $18 an hour to mow as part of that. At one time, the town council members did that work.
Something they'd have to.
And that's when the town council members was making $60 a quarter.
But I will say that in the last 5 years since I've been working here, the workload in the office, I know, when I watch it with these gentlemen, the workload for them has increased so much since that first year I worked, because there's so many things always going on. adding to that is kind of asking a lot of people who, like Brad's still working, Jim's still selling real estate, Ralph's an older gentleman. That becomes a real, Ralph did do the cemetery for us last year, but it about killed him. So.
Oh, it did.
You were complaining,
like,
Ralph.
Right now, Harvey, the council's pay per quarter is $400 per quarter. And I know that the hours I put into that, I'm sure I'm less than $10 an hour that I make on that. And that's such a smaller percentage than what I make in my regular job, where I'm in an age where I'm working a lot. I know I don't have time to mow.
Well, a lot of the members, what do they do besides show up for an hour meeting once a month?
Well, I'm talking about myself, Harvey.
Yeah, you know, I'm not talking about you.
And in all honesty, I don't know what we could get some of the other council members to do regardless. We have one that doesn't even show up to meetings.
That's true.
And I don't think we could get that council, but we've asked that person to do more things.
Is there ordinance or anything that if a council member misses so many meetings, they have to be replaced?
They not to be replaced under state law, that can't happen, but they do get docked their pay.
As long as they're elected, there's nothing you can do, but they don't get paid. We did an ordinance for that.
And we just had the signups for our last town election. We didn't get any new people wanting to, well, we've got one new person wanting to be a council member. And one person who's on who she didn't sign up again. And so we're drawn from a pretty shallow pool and nobody really wants to get involved. I'd love to see it. I felt like when I signed up for it and nobody else did, I'm like, uh-oh, I've got the job that nobody else wants.
Harvey, I just don't, we can't live in the days of yesteryear. I'm sorry. It just isn't going to work.
Mike said everybody used to snowplow their block.
Yeah.
Said everybody had their own Jeep.
Well, we get that. Yeah, we understand that there, but then there was more people too. So. Yeah.
And if I win the Powerball, Harvey, I promise you I'll mow the park lawn or hire somebody to do it. You know, I wish I had the time too. I wish I had more time to donate to the community than I do, but.
Is it possible that residents can pick up some of this stuff and do it?
I would love to see it.
Find one.
I would love to see it. I'm sure we could look at putting together a list of things that need to be done in town. And if residents want to sign up for it, that'd be great. It would save the community money. Uh-huh. You know, that's.
Star, Halston Downing. You guys have the public meetings on Monday at 6. The people that come up for the weekends and stuff to help around here can't make it, as Brad just said. He's busy.
So,
Monday,
yeah.
Monday is the worst.
Hold on.
Wait.
This is, no, we're talking. This is, no, no, no.
I
no.
just, I'm
no.
making a suggestion.
Okay. I understand that, but you're off subject. We need to stay on.
I'm on a subject if you listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Brad works. He says he works. Mondays is the worst for workers. Usually Mondays are hard to get here. Now, these people that come up for the weekends, I think some of them would like to help do some things.
And they
do. But the other thing is it's hard sometimes to get the notices out ahead of time for some of these people like me. I think you changed the time to 6 instead of 6:15. Is that wrong?
It's been on there for 2 weeks now. Yes.
Okay. That's what?
The noticing for it is 2 weeks, because that's
but us people that want to come up and help and do things,
okay,
coming from Spanish Fork and stuff like that, we can't get here at 6. So.
Okay, all right, so we're out of time. Thank you, and
I have an idea and answer for that. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
So, I have an idea for that one too, Brad.
Do I have a motion to close the Schofield Town hearing? on the proposed transfer of fiscal year 2026 funds.
I'll make a motion that we close the hearing for the proposed transfer of 2026 funds.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Time?
Time is 6:30.